知行英语 Listen and share.
Share. 大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事 Snake and 我的阿姨是条蛇。
His aunt seemed to be sleeping, so the young man whispered in his uncle's ear, I saw a snake! But his uncle was too groggy to respond, and he slipped back under the covers. The young man searched the room quietly, looking into drawers and cupboards and corners. He peered under the bed and behind chairs. He was beginning to think he was going mad.When suddenly his aunt sat up in bed, narrowed her eyes, and gave him an evil look that made his flesh creep. I'm sorry to bother you, he cried, racing to his bedroom and firmly shutting the door. When he awoke the next morning, he noticed that the bottom of his bedroom door was arched up in the center.Leaving just enough space for a snake to slither through. He bolted out of bed trembling. When he went downstairs, he was shocked to see that every door in the house had a snake-sized arch beneath it. His aunt was sitting at the table, eating. Your uncle left for the day, he said, licking her lips with a forked tongue.The young man was too terrified to speak, but his silence only made matters worse. I don't like the way you treat me, she said, and grabbed his arm. Then she pressed her fingernails so deeply into his skin that it felt as if he were being bitten. He rushed outdoors and saw his arm was swelling. His hand and fingers were beginning to throb.
见婶婶像是睡着了，年轻人就小声在叔叔耳边说，我看见一条蛇。但他叔叔此时睡得迷迷糊糊的，根本反应不过来，开了门以后就回到床上钻进被子里去了。年轻人开始在房间里面找，抽屉里、碗橱里、墙角处，连床底下和椅子下都看了。突然婶婶在床上坐起来，闭着眼睛恶狠狠地瞪着他，他被看得汗毛都竖了起来，也觉得自己有点鲁莽了。很抱歉打扰您睡觉了，他大叫着，飞快地跑回自己的房间，并使劲关上了房门。第二天早上他醒来的时候，发现房门下面正中央有个弧形的小缺口，刚好够一条蛇溜进来。他浑身哆嗦着下了床，走下楼以后发现每间屋子的房门下都有这么一个小洞，他简直惊呆了。婶婶正坐在餐桌前吃早饭，你叔叔今天出去了，他说道，同时用自己分叉的舌头舔着嘴唇。他被吓得连话都说不出来了，然而他不说话，事情反而更糟糕。我不喜欢你那样对我，他一边说一边抓住他的胳膊，然后指甲深深地抠进皮肤里去。年轻人觉得自己像是被咬了一样，他赶忙跑出去，见到胳膊已经肿了起来，手掌和手指也隐隐作痛。
现在我们来逐句对照地听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
His aunt seemed to be sleeping, so the young man whispered in his uncle's ear, I saw a snake.
见婶婶像是睡着了，年轻人就小声在叔叔耳边说，我看见一条蛇。
But his uncle was too groggy to respond, and he slipped back under the covers.
但他叔叔此时睡得迷迷糊糊的， 根本反应不过来。开了门以后，就回到床上，钻进被子里去了。The young man searched the room quietly, looking into drawers and cupboards and corners. He peered under the bed and behind chairs. 年轻人开始在房间里面找，抽屉里、碗橱里、墙角处，连床底下和椅子下都看了。
He was beginning to think he was going mad when suddenly his aunt sat up in bed, narrowed her eyes, and gave him an evil look that made his flesh creep.
突然，婶婶在床上坐起来，闭着眼睛恶狠狠地瞪着他。他被看得汗毛都竖了起来，也觉得自己有点鲁莽了。
I'm sorry to bother you, he cried, racing to his bedroom.Firmly shutting the door.
很抱歉打扰您睡觉了，他大叫着，飞快地跑回自己的房间，并使劲关上了房门。
When he awoke the next morning, he noticed that the bottom of his bedroom door was arched up in the center, leaving just enough space for a snake to slither through.
第二天早上，他醒来的时候，发现房门下面正中央有个弧形的小缺口。刚好够一条蛇溜进来。
He bolted out of bed trembling.
他浑身哆嗦着下了床。
When he went downstairs, he was shocked to see that every door in the house had a snake-sized arch beneath it.
走下楼以后，发现每间屋子的房门下都有这么一个小洞。他简直惊呆了。
His aunt was sitting at the table.Eating.
婶婶正坐在餐桌前吃早饭。
Your uncle left for the day, he said, licking her lips with a forked tongue.
你叔叔今天出去了，他说道，同时用自己分叉的舌头舔着嘴唇。
The young man was too terrified to speak, but his silence only made matters worse.
他被吓得连话都说不出来了。然而他不说话，事情反而更糟糕。
I don't like the way you treat me, she said, and grabbed his arm. Then she pressed her fingernails so deeply into his skin that it felt as if he were being bitten.
我不喜欢你那样对我，他一边说，一边抓住他的胳膊，然后指甲深深地抠进皮肤里去。年轻人觉得自己像是被咬了一样。
He rushed outdoors and saw his arm was swelling. His hand and fingers were beginning to throb.
他赶忙跑出去，见到胳膊已经肿了起来，手掌和手指也隐隐作痛。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Too groggy to respond.
短语 too too 意思是太以至于不能，表示否定。前面的 too 后面要跟形容词副词或者相应的短语，后面的 too 跟单词词组或者从句都可以，表示因为前面的情况而发生的后面的否定的结果。例如短语 too heavy to carry， 意思就是太重了搬不动。
I'm sorry to bother you.
很抱歉打搅您。口语当中道歉的时候就要用到这句。当然也可以简单点就说 I'm sorry. 另外表达这个意思还可以是 I'm sorry to trouble you.
Beneath 与 under 的区别和 on 与 above 的区别相似。A under B
表示 A 在 B 下方悬空的地方，是分隔开的。而 A beneath B则表示 A 在 B 底部的位置，两个事物是接触着的。同样 above 表示的是悬空在上方，而 on 则是一件事物在另一件的上面，但是两者是接触着的。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。